Ken Francis is not Lamar Jackson's agent, but
somebody should.
He was posing as one maybe this week. You know how many guys have claimed to be agents over the years?
We have some on our text line. Just going to leave it at that.
I mean, we talk about third-party flesh peddlers who claim to be training kids, and they're just looking for kickbacks on recruiting and driving kids to a certain school. But the whole agent game is pretty wild, entertaining, sad, and fascinating.
But when you see an example of a player choosing to not use an agent and then things unraveling, that there is a reason why these guys do what they do.
Sure.
In terms of agents.
Sure. It's a good agent with a good agency.
Yeah. And it keeps you at arm's length to where player and team can still remain lovey-dovey, fuzzy feelings, we love you, you love us type thing. And the agent and the team's representatives can get dirty, right? Can make it a personal thing. Lamar Jackson's situation is getting real messy, real muddy. The least surprising thing about the story yesterday, which we're referencing, is Ken Francis is a entrepreneur and inventor who apparently was negotiating for Lamar Jackson with NFL teams, which he's not legally allowed to do in the NFL structure. The least surprising thing about this story wasn't that Lamar Jackson had bad advice or bad people around him, or that he was now endorsing what can only be a Ponzi scheme workout group. The least surprising thing was that Ken Francis was, quote unquote, a Florida man.
Right.
That was the, if you were like, hey, somebody's impersonating an agent at the NFL level, I'd be like, is he from Florida? That's like exactly what I expected.
Ken Francis.
It's a fake name. It's not even a real name. Ken Francis. It sounds like the name for a D-list wrestler from the 90s.
True.
Like Ken Francis would be a martial arts expert who just gets beaten up by the next up-and-coming star every time. Mm-hmm. He's like 1-36 in the WWF. Ken Francis runs like a sketchy laundromat service in South Jackson that you don't know anything about, and like somehow drives cars that are way more expensive than you could ever imagine.
I agree on all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like a real name. Ken Francis.
Sports agent.
Yeah. Well, not really, as the NFL showed you. It does bring up a great point. If you could pretend to be anything, you know, George Costanza for Seinfeld always had the great running gag of he always pretended to be an architect.
Sure.
And, you know, Jerry does the scene where he's like, I told her you were a marine biologist. He's like, marine biologist? You knew I've always wanted to pretend to be an architect. Which is a great line. not always wanted to be an architect, always wanted to pretend to be an architect. So Ken Francis living the dream, pretending to be an agent. I mean, it brings up a great point. What would you want to pretend to be for a day?
What would I want to pretend to be?
Rock star? I mean, that could be a great one.
Yeah.
So like go to Vegas and pretend to be some celebrity. That could go well for 24 hours.
I think people do that on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
In Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's see. So celebrity, I don't think I could pass for a pro wrestler.
No. You could be a pro golfer, though.
I could be a pro golfer.
I think you could fake a day at like Augusta as a pro. You'd be about six holes in and they'd go, who is this guy?
Right, but I can put all the golf gear on and look the part.
Correct.
You know?
And body
combination
wise,
of what? Peter Millar and Lululemon?
Yeah. I mean, you have a Jim Furyk look going on already.
Yeah.
I could see that. Like the Russell's Reserve pullover you're wearing, that would go great on the golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could see pro golfer, but I don't know that would be the most fun thing to pretend to be.
I don't think it would.
No.
I don't think it's...
Unless you're getting into
I watched the Netflix series on being a PGA golfer.
Yeah.
It's not as awesome as we thought it was.
Unless you get into like, you could sneak into the Augusta dinner, like the champions dinner.
Yeah. Well, that's a different deal.
If you could pretend to be a Masters champion for a day, there you go.
Or, no, that's what I would like to do.
Yeah.
Pretend to be a member of Augusta National.
Yeah. Just get a membership day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that'd be pretty sweet. Fake it till you make it, right?
And have access.
I bet I could pretend to coach baseball.
Yeah.
Probably better than some people are coaching baseball.
Yeah, I think so.
I could do that.
I could pretend to be an athletic director.
Oh. I do that all the time. On the message boards.
You do not.
Let's see, I'm trying to think of what else would be fun. I mean, this is a great Ken Francis. He's a Florida
for our listeners, he's buddies with Lamar Jackson.
Maybe.
and was trying to represent Lamar Jackson as an agent.
Which is against the NFL guidelines and policies right. and all
he's
that
not
stuff.
Registered. Yeah. I don't want to surprise you. He's not registered as an agent.
I think the funny Good part about hell. This is there anything...
I'd like to try to be like a nuclear engineer and see how God. Long they would buy
30
that.
30 seconds. Oh, You'd yeah. open your mouth and they'd be like, nope.
Man.
That's not you.
Because that sounds real...
Yeah.
You know,
I dated a girl whose level. Parents were government nuclear engineers
yeah.
in D.C.
They were probably with yeah. the CIA.
It was crazy, actually, what they did. Yeah. You know, it's great. Is there anything more sketchy than someone who labels themselves as an entrepreneur or inventor? Like, Ken Francis's, like, little bio is that he's an entrepreneur and inventor. All I hear when I hear that is scam artist.
I'm with you.
Con man.
But.
Ponzi
About
scheme.
Every 18th person on Instagram is an entrepreneur / inventor.
Influencer.
Yeah, influencer.
Right. That's the new see, entrepreneur was the word for what people have been doing for the last 20 years.
Right.
The new word for the same thing
right.
is now influencer.
That's right.
I don't know what it was in the like 80s and 90s.
There wasn't one.
There had to be something. I mean,
we didn't have the bells and whistles to communicate that way.
Well, that's true. But you still probably had like guys who sold themselves as that type of person, right? Because an influencer like and an entrepreneur...
Shysters?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's the guy who works really hard and you never see any work, right?
Yes.
The guy who puts on a festival and then scams everybody out of the money and then the festival falls apart.
Like that Netflix deal.
Firefest.
Down in the Bahamas.
Firefest. Yeah. Exactly.
I watched that.
Exactly. Absolutely.
That was incredible.
Look, we've seen some pro sports leagues that were operated that way. Kind of as Ponzi scheme fronts.
You had a timber deal here.
I'm just throwing it
out. A couple of years ago.
I'm just throwing it out.
There was a ton of people in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd like to pretend to be an NFL agent. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Wine and dine with some owners and stuff like that. I could pretend to be a hell of an agent.
A lot of people pretend to be sports talk radio hosts.
I do it every day.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you about what's happening at Mudbugs. this weekend. It's the Mudbugs Bash. You got me? Mudbugs Bash Saturday. And it's the one, the Mudbugs on Old Fannin Road near Havana Smoke Shop by the reservoir. All right, Mudbugs Bash. This weekend they have live music from 12 to 10 p.m. Live music all day. Amazing crawfish, amazing shrimp, and there it is. The 10th annual Mudbugs Bash is this weekend. Celebrating 21 years in business, the Mudbugs on Old Fannin Road. Mudbugs on Old Fannin Road. So check it out. Oh, God. We picked up some Sunday, Blake.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Wendy was coming in town from the beach, and I was here, and so I went out and grabbed a sack of crawfish and some shrimp.
I just was telling somebody
and some
yesterday.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, I was just telling somebody yesterday I wanted to get crawfish.
Oh, man. It was so good. Right on time.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Even though it was cold.
I'm jealous. So this weekend will be, I think tomorrow will be a great day to go get crawfish. I mean, it should
Absolutely.
Be good. Yeah.
It looks like for the St. Patrick's Day parade and for the Mudbugs Bash.
I forgot about that.
The weather is cooperating. Now, whatever's coming through tonight, be careful.
Nobody's asked me to be on a float yet. You think it's too late?
No.
Okay.
No. Actually, look, the way those people consume beverages, you can just walk on one.
That's
and
true.
They'll think you're supposed to be there.
That's true.
You
I
know?
Probably could.
Yeah. That's not a problem. Just walk up and say, yeah, I know Craig.
I'm with Jimmy.
Yeah. And they'll just be like, all right, cool.
I'm with Ken Francis.
I'm with Ken Francis. All right. Well, come on. Throw beads. Grab a beer. Have a great time. Show is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shop on County Line Road. Take your golf game to another level. Before you go to Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, you want to go to Edwin Watts Golf Shop. Also, don't forget about the charbroiled oysters at Drago's on the property of the Hilton Jackson. Drago's charbroiled oysters and gumbo. Smash some of that this weekend. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.